Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
You may not know this, but a week from Friday is Valentine's Day, and
is it really?
You're gonna want to take your person, your lady, your dude. You want to take them out to dinner or something, which means you need to start getting those reservations. And there's nobody better to talk about that with us than the dining editor for St. Louis Magazine, George Mahey, who is in studio with us. Also, some openings and closings going on around the city. But let's start with Valentine's Day, George.
It's the 4th of February. You should have started.
Oh, dude, it's 2 weeks from now.
No,
right?
It's 10 days
no,
from
yeah,
now.
Yeah. A week from Friday.
So you're not too late, but you should get on it like right after we get off the air here. Because seriously.
Is today like the day? If you don't get it in, you're probably out of luck.
You know, here's what's going on this year. It's Valentine's Day falls on a Friday. So you kind of have, there's a bit of a reprieve. You really have there's still a lot of people making reservations for the 15th for Saturday. A lot of people would rather go out on Saturday. It gives them a little more time to get ready, a little more time to get dolled up, you know. And so that's a blessing this year. It's not confined to the one day because, the pressure is on for sure. But if it's on a weekend, especially like this, you know, you've basically got some time.
Is that really true that if Valentine's Day falls on a Friday, that most, or I don't know if most, but what percentage of people do you think wait until the following day?
Only those that didn't get in on the 14th.
All right.
Yeah. And it works the other way, too. If it's on the 15th, you know, it's on Saturday, then people go on Friday. But anyway, we put together an article that has, there must be 50 options, and they're all fun and unusual and everything from a chocolate and beer tasting at Four Hands all throughout the month of February. That's kind of fun. They give you four different beers and four different chocolates to pair with it. You know, that's a little bit different. My friend and former partner, Steve Gontram, over at Five Star Burgers, this is one of my favorite ones. Last year, he did something, you know, he threw some tablecloths down and put some candles out and did some, you know, like foie gras burgers or something kind of fancy. This year, again, Steve is the former owner of Harvest. He's doing Harvest entrees, just like we served them back in the day. So it's going to be Harvest Revisited. I don't know if folks that don't remember Harvest.
Yeah, what if people don't?
It was a restaurant in the 90s, and it was a bit revolutionary because Steve and his chef partner that was there, they stacked things. You know, so you've got your meat and your starch and your vegetable in three different places. He would stack all these very artistically on top of one another. And that was a California thing that hadn't really been done in St. Louis. And these entrees were works of art, the way they had everything just so on the plate. So that's what you're going to see at Five Star Burgers on Valentine's Day. Some of the people that remember, there was a lamb shank there that was legendary. The bread pudding there, which went on, is now available It's Cyrano's in Webster Groves was one of those dishes. Anyway, I'm really excited about that, one, because he's my former partner, and two, he's doing hanger steak, you know, and people didn't even know what hanger steak mm-hmm. was in the 90s, and this is one of the things that came to pass with Harvest. But anyway, I'm pretty sure there's still some reservations available, and what I like about Steve, he's an old school guy. You don't go to Talk or you don't go to Resi. You call him on the phone and say, hey, I want to come on Valentine's Day. What do you got? So it's all reservations are done old school. So that's one thing.
What's something that might be, I don't want to say off the beaten path, but maybe not your typical go-to, where you want something different for Valentine's Day, something that you'll enjoy and isn't necessarily all about, well, I just want to pay the most for a fancy dinner.
There's at a place called Rosé by Pinot. Mm-hmm. There's Pinot in Clayton and Rosé by Pinot, which is in Lafayette Square, and it's a little 30-seat kind of bistro type of place. The chef there and owner, Pepe Kem, is doing a love letter on a plate.
Ooh. Oh.
And it's a 7 courses for $75. That might be the best deal in town, because that's what happens on Valentine's Day. Again, it's kind of, you've got a captive audience, and they could probably charge $175 and sold mm-hmm. the thing out. But you have to be wary of that, of restaurants kind of taking advantage. And again, when you're looking at this list, just say, boy, that sounds like a great deal. Or, you know, that sounds a little expensive. But you just kind of have to, you know, let the buyer beware on that. But Love Letter on a Plate has just some really great items. A puree of lobster soup, asparagus bisque. A veal,
asparabisque.
Sea bass, chicken, a veal filet. You know, this is kind of, this is a cool little place down in Lafayette Square. And they're currently closed for a little remodeling and reshuffling, but they're going to open back up on Valentine's Day with this kind of fun thing. So that's a little bit different. Most people, I'm guessing, have never been there. The food's really good, and this will be something a little bit out of the ordinary. Over at Robust, mm-hmm. they're doing a kind of an old school, and I'm sorry, over at Madrina, their other restaurant, they're doing a vintage Valentine's Day where they have a prime rib cart. And they're going around the restaurant.
Oh, that's the best.
How about that?
And just that is like, the best.
And say, okay, Ranj, how big, you know, and they slide the knife. You want a little piece? And they keep sliding it until you say cut. And boom, you get a, you know, a thin piece or a really king size piece. Isn't that a great idea?
I've only been to one of those kinds of, it was Lowry's in Chicago that they used to take the cart around. It's closed now, but it was an old school kind of place. They had the thing with the, you know, the lid on it.
Yeah,
and they,
exactly.
That's a,
I think it's,
I loved that.
I think it's a really fun idea. They've got lobster thermidor, all these kind of old school, old timey entrees, and I just love the idea. You know, I think table service is cool anyway, and when some guy's coming around with a knife and says, you just tell me where to stop on this rib roast.
What a concept.
Yeah, it can be, give you, you can have a 2-inch piece of meat if you want it. I think that's just a riot.
I've never seen that before in person.
That's at Madrina, and that's on Valentine's Day night. So there's so many little things you can do. And I was talking about Robust. I don't know if we talked about this or not, but they've got, I think, 28 Days of Love, and they've got different things that they're doing every night. And one of them is they're kind of sharing the loving experience. That the owner, Arlene Brown, I guess, every day in February, she and her family have little paper hearts, mm-hmm. and they write something nice about one person each day. And they all have to do it, whether they want to or not. And they put all these in their window. So if you drive by the Brown's house in February, you see all these hearts appearing. Anyway, they're going to do the same thing at Robust. And everybody that comes in is going to ask to write something nice on a heart, and they'll put it up in the window. Isn't that a great idea?
Yeah. Amy, you want to do that for the rest of the week and through till
put
Friday?
Put it on the window of Studio B?
Yeah, for us.
I could maybe think of one heart. Maybe.
For Ranj?
For me?
For Ranj, yeah.
I can think of so many.
He's here. I don't know. He's alive.
Yeah. There's other people in the studio.
Yeah.
If you're on
nothing for you, George.
Matt Pajeski would be easy.
I just think that's, and I talked to some people, and they said, you know, I'm going to do that in our family. It's just a sweet thing to do. Arlene Brown, she said, you know, my birthday's in February, but people just want to dismiss February. It's like, it's a cold month. It's a short month. Let's just be done with it and get on to March. And she's like, let's slow down a minute and enjoy this month. So anyway, she brought that home touch to Robust for the month of February. I think it's very sweet.
Hey, George, what is the restaurant that replaced Bar Le Frere at Hanley and Wydown? It's still a French bistro.
Right.
What is the name of it?
It's called Bistro La Floraison.
And would that be a good, like, if you, let's say that's not your type of place, because it's a little intimidating, right? This French bistro for Valentine's Day one, do you think you can get in?
That's one of the first places I think that would sell out because it's sexy and it's romantic. It's one of those, even when it was Bar Le Frere, it was considered one of the most romantic places in town. Absolutely.
Okay.
And they've got the little bistro tables in there and they turn down the lights and it'll be, you know, very, very, you know, special for Valentine's Day.
Bistro La Floraison.
Bistro La Floraison.
Okay.
Yeah. So
I get asked that and I always forget.
Yeah. Well, but, you know, like I said, there's plenty of options available. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Even, you know, if you don't want to go out, I don't know that I'm going out. But, you know, I did just talk about Art of Entertaining, and they have a meal for two that's like 80, 85 bucks for two. Mm-hmm. Really nice beef tenderloin, the whole nine yards, about 5-6 courses that you can pick up and heat up, or they'll deliver it to you. You don't even have to move. You can just call them on the phone and say, bring this to my house. And that's what I want for
Valentine's.
What's
the place called?
It's called Art of Entertaining. It's a catering company in Webster. It's been there for 30 years. And I just think that's a great idea, too, because a lot of people just don't want to mess. That's a day that they just don't want to mess with.
So what if you are, you want to go do something, but you don't feel like the reservation thing? You just kind of last minute, let's go pick a place. Is that, what are your options, if any?
It's tough because every place is busy on those weekends and on those nights. Again, I always suggest to go to the biggest places because they're likely to have the most room. Mm. You were talking about places that are opening too. There's a place that just opened this week called Flight Club, and
we went there, and
that's a place that, you know, it's so new that I don't think anybody knows about it yet, right? So I think that's a place where you could probably get in on Valentine's Day just because. It's still under the radar, I was there too, and it's just a really cool concept, you know, kind of upscale social darts, and you know, you remember in the old days with those electronic darts in the bars with the little holes in them,
and the
plastic tips and the things, and bing, they'd bounce,
the
you know, they'd bounce
these
off.
These things can do some damage, and that's what I want. That's the kind of dart I want.
Yeah, well, it's a real dart and a real dart board and all this space age way to score it, but that's, you know, the food's good. It's I think the eighth one in the country. Flight Club. It's a cool place. And
this place is small, and I think it's just drinks, but none of the above. The speakeasy, the Jardcraft speakeasy. How is it doing? And two,
kicking A to answer your question.
So maybe, like, if you are going to do your meal at home or whatever, you could also try to sneak in earlier for cocktails at none of the above.
Perhaps have a pre-dinner cocktail. Yeah. But again, they do take reservations, and I would, it's not a place I would go try to wait in line on Valentine's Day. It's, everybody's got the same idea, I think. But they do take reservations, so that's a good deal. One of my favorite places is Basso, because it's romantic and dark.
It's a Cheshire.
They got the gas lamps flickering down there, and I just think it's a charming place. And I don't know why. It's been there for a while, and all of a sudden, it's like the most popular restaurant in town.
This is an old one. You know where I went for the very first time? You're gonna die that this is the first time I've ever gone there was this winter. Palmanos.
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
I had never gone, but I heard like everyone from Wayne Gretzky and Darren Pang. When the Blues were in the Stanley Cup final, they brought everyone to Palmanos. That's where all the broadcasters would go and the former players. I had never gone there. It was very good. It was very
And again,
full.
It's very hard to get into. It's busy on a Tuesday night, but
our reservation was at 10:15.
Oh my gosh.
PM. Like, ooh, it was so late.
That's like a European dinner.
I know.
That's
like
tough.
Like having dinner in Spain. Is there anything, George, right now that might, you mentioned Flight Club in Clayton, which just opened. There have to be some other places that have just opened that people don't know about yet, so you might be able to get into. Any suggestions there?
There is a place, again, I don't know that it's the sexiest. No, it is sexy. It's called Nixta. I mean, it's not. It's not formal. This is the new and improved.
Yeah.
It's over in the Del Mar Maker District. I was just there over the weekend. Might be able to get in there. It's really cool. I mean, really fun. The owner Ben Perumba was asked to describe it, and he said, "It's like you're on vacation, and it's got this kind of islandy vibe to it. It's got ceviche and a lot of." Island type fare, Mexican fare. That's a place that it's a great restaurant. It's again another Ben Perumba restaurant. Most of them, you walk in and you go, I feel like I'm somewhere else. And this one is the same way.
Have you ever had a poo poo platter?
Sure.
I was talking.
I don't
about
even know
it.
What's on it.
When I was a kid,
I know
the
it's not
best
poo-poo,
thing
but...
is you would go to right like a Chinese restaurant and you would see the poo poo platter. And as a kid, it was just so funny and so. What is a poo-poo platter?
P-U-P-U platter. Yeah. It's in the Polynesian restaurants, it's just a little sampler platter,
okay.
Usually a kind of a Lazy Susan type arrangement where you spin it around. And it's got just little goodies that from egg rolls to ceviches to little things like that. But yeah, it was... crab rangoons. You'll see all kinds of things on a poop, but everybody just likes to say poo-poo.
I think
platter.
You could do a little Valentine's poo-poo.
Do not laugh at that.
It sounds great.
Yeah, make sure you say platter after that, please. But here's the other thing. I'm gonna help you with this. I'm gonna move on. So the other thing that I wrote an article on this years ago, and I've continued to update it. And the article's called "The Most Romantic Restaurant Tables in St. Louis," and I took the most romantic restaurants and found out the table number of the table that I would sit at if I could.
Oh.
And, you know, the restaurant people probably hate me for this. But you can ask for restaurant tables. A lot of diners and consumers don't know that. But, you know, this is with the reservation systems and the way things are set up. The restaurants are just fine with that. Sure, if you want table 3, it's available that night. I'll make sure you get it kind of thing. Anyway, that is really a fun thing to look at for this, especially this time, if you can get, you know, one of these romantic, super romantic tables. And even if you can't, I always say, you know what? Romance knows no season. Just do it some other time. But remember table 30 or whatever it might be. But anyway, that's fun. There's probably 50 or 60 restaurants with specific table numbers. And it took me a while to kind of research it. But it's really fun.
George Mahey, it's always great to have you come in, talk to us about what's happening. And you, again, recommend get your reservation today. Otherwise, you're screwed.
Right. And you might even look up this romantic tables in St. Louis and just give it a shot. Maybe nobody else has asked for that table and you get it just by asking for it. So
dining editor for St. Louis Magazine, it is stlmag.com/dining. And you can find anything you need, all the information. George Mahey is the dining editor. Thanks for coming.
Yeah, and we've got Arch Eats is coming up tomorrow.
The
podcast is coming up tomorrow. Last year we talked about romantic restaurants. This year, we wanted to do something different. Sexy restaurants in St. Louis.
Nice.
See how I did that?
I do. Love it. Thanks, George. George Mahey with us on KMOX.